Welcome to Understanding Perspectives. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the immortality of the soul. I'm going to read a few scriptures that are relevant to the issue, and I'm going to talk about a couple different perspectives of this whole idea. Job 9:32 says, "He is not a mere mortal like me that I might answer him, that we might confront each other in court." This is Job talking about God. He refers to himself as a mere mortal. Psalm 10, 17 and 18 says, "You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror." 1 Timothy 6, 15 and 16 says, "God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen." So it tells us that only God has immortality. It says, who alone is immortal. People who believe in conditional immortality feel like they have very good reason to conclude that people are not inherently immortal. And that is something that will be granted to them on the basis of their faith and their repentance and their obedience. But it's not something that people have inherently. Frequently, however, you'll hear people, in certain circles at least, talking about the fact that people have an immortal soul. To my knowledge, there's no passage in Scripture that specifically says anything of that nature. But there are 8, maybe 10 passages that people cite as evidence that the wicked will be tortured forever in hell. And so they don't argue that people have an immortal soul on the basis of the fact that people are created with an inherently immortal soul. But rather, they argue that, generally speaking, that is, the ones I've heard, they will argue that people are not inherently immortal, but that God gives immortality to everybody. They're mortal in one sense, that their body can die, but their soul is immortal because God, he will sustain their existence so that they can continue to experience nightmarish pain for all eternity. So it's not that God didn't have any choice but to make them immortal if he was going to create souls, but that he holds them in existence so that they can be tormented forever. This is something you need to consider when you're evaluating the various claims that people make. People who believe in eternal conscious torture and the people who believe in universal reconciliation. Both of those groups believe that everybody's going to live forever. The people who believe in eternal conscious torture, of course, believe that they will be tormented forever and ever, the wicked will be, whereas people who believe in universalism or universal reconciliation, they believe that people are immortal, but that everybody will eventually be saved, even though that the wicked may endure suffering for a long time before they're fully remediated to where they could enter the kingdom of God. So people who believe in conditional immortality believe that the wicked will actually suffer two deaths. They'll die a physical death, and then they'll die again after they're resurrected. And that may be reunited with their body or just their soul. People are usually not very dogmatic about that point. Normally, people who believe in conditional immortality agree that the wicked are going to be destroyed fully, but whether or not they're going to be reunited with their physical body before that happens, there may not be full agreement about. So hopefully that was all helpful and help you in evaluating the claims of different perspectives. Have a good day. May God bless you.